Blog Talk Radio.
Can you only imagine? Can you imagine just standing before the king? Oh, I can only imagine what it would be like when I won. By your side, I could only imagine, yeah, what might be when your face is before me. I can only imagine. I could only.
God be the glory, hallelujah. We can only imagine what that day and that moment is going to be like. She said, will I be able to speak surrounded by your glory? Is this going to be something so marvelous when we get to heaven, when we get the glory and praising and glorifying our God and being right there with Jesus? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I look forward to that day. There's not a lot of talk about heaven, only except around Easter, but we got to keep our eyes on the prize.
Yeah.
Amen. He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you, a mansion. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. And he told his disciples, as he's telling you and I, you know where I'm going and where I am. And we know he is right now seated at the right hand of God the Father until every enemy is put under his feet. So we thank God for you on tonight as we continue to pray.
Yes, yes.
He says, pray without ceasing. Men ought always to pray. And that's what the Bible says, that we got to be alert. We got to be, amen. We got to be on guard. We got to keep watch. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
We got to stay alert, and we got to be prepared. That's what the pastor, that's what they talked about, the women, amen, the brides with the oil and the lanterns.
Mm-hmm.
And five was ready and five wasn't ready. And it says that on many occasions, we just got to be ready and prepared, amen, for that moment.
Yes, yes.
Acts chapter number 16, Acts, the book of Acts of the Apostles, the book of Acts. Chapter number 16, we thank God for every intercessor, every prayer warrior. We're going to pray momentarily, but God wants to speak to us very briefly from Acts chapter 16, verse number 25, the 16th chapter of Acts, and we're looking at verse number 25. And it says, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them.
Yes.
And suddenly, if I was at my church, I would say suddenly. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prisoner, on awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Don't kill yourself. Don't commit suicide. We did not escape. We are all here. What you just witnessed was the power of God. Hallelujah. And I just want to remind every listener tonight, that's the God that we serve.
Yes, yes.
That's the God who we belong to. That's the God that we worship and praise and put our trust in. The God that can do the impossible.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In the book of Acts, we see the Apostle Paul and his partner Silas thrown into prison. And the reason they were thrown into prison is because Paul cast out a demonic demon out of a young soothsayer girl who brought those who were her master's money. As she saw into people's lives, brought the money by having this divination spirit. And when Paul cast that demon out of the girl, the people that was making money off the girl brought Paul and Silas to the magistrate, And as they brought them to the magistrate and brought false accusations against Paul and Silas, the Bible says the leaders of the Roman Empire beat them with many stripes and threw them into prison, even into the inner prison. But the Bible declares that at midnight, hallelujah, we find Paul and Silas praying and singing praises to God. See, I'm convinced in this hour in which we're living, the church pastor has no problem praising God.
Right, right, right.
Our churches are not short of praising God. Whether it's through the drum, whether it's through the organ, whether it's through the cymbals, whether it's through the trembles, whether it's through the guitar and the trombone and the trumpet, we can praise God. But are we praying to God? I always hear my wife inviting people to the prayer line, and my prayer and her prayer is that this prayer line would increase in number, because so many are going through so much. We need prayer.
Yes, yes, yes.
But for Paul and Silas to be praying after being beaten, I preached the word on Sunday, put a praise on it.
Yes, yes.
That song by Tasha Cobb, she said there's a healing, there's a miracle, there's a breakthrough in the room, and I'm going to put a praise on it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to name it and claim it. I'm going to put my signature on it,
yes.
Because if I'm not healed yet, I'm going to praise God for my healing.
Yes.
If I don't have a breakthrough yet, I'm going to praise God for my breakthrough.
Yes.
If I didn't get my miracle yet, I'm going to begin to praise God in advance, and my miracle is on the way. Because God inhabits the praises of his people. That's why the church don't understand us Christians, because we can praise God in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle of the storm, in the middle of when things are not going right. But Pastor, something jumped out at me as I'm getting ready to pray. But it said that the prisoners, the other prisoners, heard them
mm-hmm.
as they prayed and as they sang praises to God. But it said that the correction officer, the prisoner keeper,
mm-hmm.
was asleep. Oh, hallelujah. Woo! See, God, when you're in trouble and you call out to God, he is there.
Yeah.
And you can hear him loud and clear. He said, my strength is made perfect in your weakness.
Yeah.
These other prisoners needed what Paul and Silas had. They can relate. They were locked up and locked down and in shackles and in handcuffs, just like Paul and Silas.
Yes.
So they were alert.
Yes.
Because they needed God to show up and show out in their lives.
Yes.
But the person who had the good job, the person that didn't have a care in the world,
yes.
the person that had some prestige was asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the world outside of God is so comfortable, and they think they don't need God. But we all need him.
Amen, amen.
We all need God.
Yes, we do.
And that's why we pray. See, this is corporate prayer. This is public prayer. But in Matthew, Jesus tells his disciples, don't be like the hypocrites and pray just because you want to show off and pray with an audible voice and use fancy big words. And so people can look at you and say, man, you prayed. Woman, you prayed. And they want to flatter you and pat you on the back.
Mm-hmm.
He said, don't do that. Pray in your closet.
Mm-hmm.
And what you do privately, I will bless you publicly.
Yes, 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 yes.
But Pastor, as I read this text, they prayed publicly. Now God can bless us privately.
My God.
Oh, hallelujah.
My God.
Jesus said, when you pray privately, I'll bless you publicly.
Yes.
But sometimes, as we pray every Tuesday night corporately and publicly with an audible voice, God is going to bless you, I believe, in your private life.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
And that's the best part of God.
Yes.
Those moments where it's just you and God, and he's doing something that nobody else knows about but you and God. That's the best time, and those are the best moments being a Christian and being in right relationship with Jesus. He said, come to me, all you are burdened, weary, and heavy laden. I will give you rest. But as Paul and Silas prayed, it said the prisoner's doors were open. There was an earthquake. There was a suddenly. There was an immediately. And I believe as we pray tonight, others are going to be freed. As we pray tonight, others are going to be loosed.
Yes.
As we pray tonight, others are going to be set free.
Yes.
But there's one more thing I finally want to bring out of this text before I pray. And it's found right here in verse number 37. It says, but Paul said unto them, they have openly beat us.
Mm.
They have beaten us openly and condemned us,
mm-hmm.
being Roman citizens,
yes.
and have cast us into this prison. And now do they thrust us out privately?
My God.
No. But let them come themselves and get us out of here. Pastor Paul was simply saying the magistrates, those in leadership, did wrong to us. They threw us in this prison, and we were wrongfully accused, and now they want to privately put us away. And God is saying to us tonight, some people need to be exposed.
Mm-hmm.
There are some people, yes, repent, yes, forgive. But if people keep doing things to you, keep trying to undermine you and your ministry, keep coming at you, trying to destroy your future and your glory be to God, and your plans that God has for your life,
yes.
God says expose them.
Mm.
There are too many people in the church coming against the church.
My God.
There are too many that we trust, and sometimes they're the very ones trying to set a trap.
Mm.
And Paul said, no, you guys come down here and let us out.
Yes.
Because now that you know that we are men and women of God, and nobody but God allowed us to praise and to pray, we want the world to know when you pray and when you praise God, then you will prosper.
My God.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Father, we thank you for your word on tonight.
We love you, Lord. We bless
you. We know that you're calling us to pray. We know that you're calling us to praise you. You said if we don't praise you, the rocks will praise you. The trees will praise you. The mountains will praise you. You said in a song, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. I'm not going to have creation out praising me. I'm not going to have wild animals, the fowl of the air, those in the sea, out praising me.
Yes.
We have words, we have articulation, and when we praise God unashamedly,
yes, God. Thank you.
This world try to put a bushel or a covering over our life. This world want to shut us up and shut us down. But we should praise all the more.
Yes.
Like blind Bartimaeus. They said, shut up, hush it up. And the Bible says he cried out all the more.
Yes,
God. So God, help us as we pray tonight, as we praise you after we pray for the breakthrough and the blessing. Help us, Lord, to prosper.
Yes, God.
You want us to be successful. So I decree and declare over every life, breakthrough, abundance, overflow, manifestation of miracles, manifestation of healing, manifestation of prosperity over every life, a happy marriage, a happy home, well-to-do children, getting your college degree, the undergrad, the master's degree, your doctorate, going on to corporate America, going on to supervisor and management positions, getting to the top of your field and your career. We decree and declare over every life.
Jesus
said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly.
Yes.
So, Lord, I pray right now that you can give us the ability. You said we can do all things through you. So give us the ability right now through the power of prayer to keep it going by faith. Through the power of prayer to keep our marriages and our homes together. Through the power of prayer, casting out fear, because you said perfect love casts out fear. So, Lord, remove the fear. Remove the doubt tonight over and off of every life. Remove the spirit of unbelief off of every person under the sound of my voice. We got to mix this word with faith. We got to get intentional about the things of God. We got to get bold in this hour in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
That we are the light of the world, that we are the salt of the earth. And you said if the salt loses savor, then how can it gain it back? If our light go out, how can it be relit? So, Lord, we thank you that through the power of prayer, you've given us power. You've given us power, as Jesus said, I've given you power to heal the sick. I've given you power to cast out demons. I've given you power to preach the gospel of the good news to those who don't serve me yet. So, Lord, we got to pray. The Bible says, pray for one another that we might be healed. The Bible said, if my people who are called by my name, if they would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from wicked, evil ways, I will heal this land. So, Lord, it doesn't take the next president. You said, if my people, if they would humble themselves. So I pray right now for the universal church. I pray for the body of Christ at large. I pray for the corporate church that we get back to praying. We get back to falling on our knees. We get back to putting our prayer shawls back on, to crying out and travailing to you, God. That's when miracles happen. That's when cancer is removed. That's when tumors disappear. That's when pain goes away. That's when sickness and disease get out of our bodies. When we pray, our marriages and our children, supernaturally, when we pray, the power, there's power in prayer. Our youngest son was born with seizures, and he's been seizure-free for years because we prayed. We prayed, and we believed God. Pray for your children. Pray for your spouse. Pray for you. Watch this. Pray for your pastors. Pray for these Christian singers and these Christian worship leaders. Some of them are falling from grace. We got to pray. We got to pray for these singers. We got to pray for these psalmists. We got to pray for the clergy. So, Lord, we pray for leaders right now. We pray that you give them the strength to endure. We pray for the parishioners and every member of every church. We pray right now, God, that the greater one on the inside of them would rise up. When the enemy comes in like a flood, you say, you'll raise up a standard. None of us are exempt. We got to pray. We got to pray to stay faithful to God. We got to pray not to backslide and leave our churches. We got to pray not to get lukewarm on God. We got to pray for one another. And the Bible says, if a brother be taken in a fall, lift that brother up. Lift that sister up. There go out but by the grace of God. I told our church on Sunday, don't judge people on their behavior. You never know what people have been through. We got to have the heart of Jesus. We got to have compassion for this lost world. We got to love. Because it says without love, we are nothing.
Yes, God. Yes, Lord.
Pastor, you're going to continue to pray.
Yes, God.
But I pray right now
Hallelujah.
That God would increase our love.
Yes,
our love for one another.
Yes, God.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we praise you. Hallelujah. We magnify your name, God. You are worthy, God. Hallelujah. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy, oh God. Lord, we thank you for your grace, oh God. We thank you for your hand upon our lives, Lord. We thank you for, Father God, this prayer line, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For joining us together, God, knitting us together, God, through this prayer line, God, that we are coming, Father God, humbling ourselves under your mighty hand, oh God, praying, Father God, travailing, oh God, crying out, oh God, calling out, oh God. You said if we pray, oh God, that you will hear our prayer, oh God, and you will give us those things for which we are asking. So, Lord, we come first and foremost to exalt your name, God, to glorify your name, to magnify your name. Lord, we lift your name on high. We praise you. Like Pastor said, we praise you. We put a praise on it, oh God. We praise you, oh God. We exalt you, oh God. We lift you up. Oh, God, you alone are worthy, God. There is none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we glorify your name on tonight. We magnify your name. We exalt you, oh, God. Hallelujah. We had 10,000 thousands, oh, God. We could not praise you enough, oh, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For waking us up this morning, God. We thank you for our right mind, God. We thank you for our families, God. We thank you for our children, God. We thank you, Lord, for our grandchildren, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our health, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are healed, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you have a great plan for our lives, plans to prosper us and not to harm us, plans to give us a hope and the future. God, we ask that you break every chain on this prayer line tonight. Break every chain, God. Break every chain of poverty. Break every chain of sickness, oh God. Break every chain of depression, God. Break every chain, God, of weariness, oh God. Let us not grow weary in well doing, oh God. You said for in due season we will reap a harvest if we faint not. Break every chain. Break it off, God. Break it off. Break off every curse, God. Break every word of curse, God. Break, oh God. Doubt and the discouragement, God. Break off despair, oh God, and disbelief, oh God. Break it off, oh God. Raise up our faith, oh God. Raise up our faith. Raise up our faith, oh God. Give us greater faith, greater faith, oh God. More faith, God. You've given us a measure of faith, God. And we thank you, Lord, for multiplied faith. We thank you, Lord, for exalted faith, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for increased faith, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for miraculous faith, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for healing, God. We thank you, Lord, for breakthrough, God. We thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, for peace and joy, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that though we don't understand everything that's going on, yet when we trust you, God, some trust in horses and some trust in chariots, oh God. But, Lord, we're going to put our trust in you. We're not going to lean on the arm of flesh, God, but we're going to keep trusting you, God. We're going to keep our eyes on you. You, Jesus, are the author and the finisher of our faith. So, Lord, somebody's on this prayer line tonight, and they came, and they need to be encouraged, God. Lift up the broken heart tonight, God. Lift up the troubled heart on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus.
Touch him, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Touch every life.
Send your anointing, God. None of more kosher. Send your anointing, God. Send your anointing, God, to break that situation off of the life of your son, off of the life of your daughter, off of that marriage, off of that parenting relationship, oh God. We bind up Satan right now. We loose your power. Oh, we loose your power. We loose your power on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for tumors that are shrinking. Uh-huh. We thank you, Lord, for bills being paid. Yeah. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for a way being made out of no way, God. We thank you, Jesus, for healing, God. We thank you for deliverance, God. We thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, for doors being opened, God. We thank you for favor, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for mercy and grace, oh God. We thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. And we praise you, God. And we worship you on tonight. And we magnify your name. Lord, bless every caller. Bless every caller. Bless every listener under the sound of my voice. Bless every person, God, that called in tonight, God. Bless that person. Bless that mother. Bless that father. Bless that husband. Bless that wife tonight, God. Bless that sister. Bless that brother tonight, God. Bless them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, give them a peace that surpasses all understanding, God. In the name of Jesus, heal them, God. Heal their headache. Heal that migraine, God. Heal that pain in the left leg, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, heal that pain that's going up the side and up the neck, oh God. Bring it, bring it. We declare healing over that pain, oh God. Sciatica, we declare healing over sciatica right now. In the name of Jesus, back pain and hip pain and the pain in the foot, oh my God. In the name of Jesus, shoulder pain and neck pain, God. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural release.
Thank you, God.
Of healing on tonight.
Yes.
In Jesus' mighty name. So, Lord, we love you. We bless your name. We pray for this United States of America. We pray for this presidential race, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that nobody will get in this seat. This presidency, if it is not your will, God, if it's not your will, let your will be done. We pray for a president for the people, God, by the people, Father God, a president after your own heart, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you and we praise you as we continue with this prayer line, as we open up the prayer line. Lord, bless every heart, those who will come on, those who will listen to the archives, send the money to pay the bills. Oh, my God, somebody needs a breakthrough miracle, God. Send the money to pay that bill, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Bring that child back home, God. Bring that child back out of the streets. Bring that child home, God, in the name of Jesus. God, somebody needs an opportunity. Somebody needs a favor on the job. Lord, we release favor on the job tonight. In the name of Jesus, we release favor on the job, God. In the name of Jesus, somebody needs some keys, oh God, to an apartment, keys to a car. God, we release the keys. You've given us the keys, oh God, the keys, oh God, to life more abundantly, oh God, abundant life. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So as we continue to go forward, Oh, glory, hallelujah. As we continue to go forward on this prayer line, bless every caller, God, not by might, not by power, but by your spirit. Let your spirit touch each and every caller. Touch right now, God. Touch every caller, God. Touch every listener. Touch, give them a supernatural touch, God. Somebody needs to be refreshed. Times of refreshing are to be found in your presence. Touch, oh, glory. Touch, oh, glory. My manifest your word tonight, God. Manifest your word. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. We're going to hallelujah. I feel the presence of God all over this prayer line on tonight. Hallelujah. With two or more gathered in the name of Jesus, he will be in the midst of us. The blood of Jesus will never lose its power, and that's why we are praying. The Bible says we ought to pray for one another, and we already see some hands raised, but if you're not familiar with how it works, if you press 1 on your phone, we can pray with you and pray for you. If you have a praise report to encourage another life on this prayer line, we do that as well. So we see some hands raised, but if you press 1 on your phone, we will put you in the air, and we just want to touch and agree with you for mighty miracles from God. Take that first caller, Pastor, from the 908 area code, and we're going to continue to pray. This first caller is coming from 908.
You're on the air, 908. God bless you tonight.
God bless. How are you guys? This is Sister Tika. How are you?
God bless you, Sister Tika. We are well.
God bless you, daughter. How are you?
God bless. I'm okay. I feel the power of the Lord all on his phone, all on his prayer line. Oh, my gosh, the power.
Jesus.
I feel the power.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. I just wanted to call in for prayer. Last week, my mom was in the hospital, and then this week, my dad is in the hospital. So I said, oh, gosh. I said, oh, my Jesus. It's just like everything is just going on. And I said, oh, my gosh, Jesus.
Yeah. So we're definitely going to pray for you and your mom and your dad. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your name, God. We worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy, God. Hallelujah. You are worthy to be praised, God. We just thank you, Father God, for your daughter, Sister Tatika, God. Thank you for her life, God. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. For what you're doing in her life, Lord. Thank you for keeping her mother. Thank you for keeping her mother, Sister Janet, God. Thank you, Father God, for letting her be well, that she didn't have any serious injuries, oh God, that you kept her. That you sent your angel. To stand between her and the car, oh God. And we pray for continued breakthrough, continued healing over her life, over Janet's life, God. We thank you, Lord, that you continue to encourage her, that you continue to keep her head lifted up, that you continue to provide for her and protect her in the name of Jesus. And we pray for Sister Tika's dad, God, in the name of Jesus, even as he's in the hospital. We pray for supernatural healing. We pray for a supernatural, miraculous breakthrough. Break it off, oh God, in the name of Jesus. All sickness, all illnesses, all anything that's trying to hinder him, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We bind up every demon on assignment. We declare and decree that no weapon formed against the Sister Shatika shall prosper, oh God, even as she's moving forward, oh God, to have the life and the life more abundantly that you declared that she should have, oh God. We declare and decree that there is no weapon formed against that can prosper. She is the head and not the tail. She is, we break every generational curse. We declare that the curse is broken. We break it off in the name of Jesus. That thing has the power over her life, trying to deceive her and make her believe, hallelujah, that she has to fall subject to the plan of the enemy. And we declare victory over her life right now in the name of Jesus. And we declare that she is walking in victory. We declare that she is walking in divine manifestation of the word that has already been released over her life, that she shall prosper and be in good health, even as her soul prosperous, and no more incidents or accidents or illnesses shall come near our dwelling. In the name of Jesus, we put a hedge of protection around her in the spirit realm, and we declare victory over our life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Victory. Victory. I hear God say, victory is yours. Hallelujah. The devil is a liar. We bind up the lies of the devil. We bind it up right now, and we lose the truth of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus, and we lose the breaker anointing over your life in the name of Jesus, that goodness and mercy shall follow you all of the days of your life. Hallelujah. And the devil's hands are tied from this point forward. My God, we put that hedge of protection around you, and we cover you with the blood. We plead the blood of Jesus over your life, and the blood of Jesus over your fiance, and the blood of Jesus over your father, the blood of Jesus over your mother, and every single family member. In the name of Jesus, your grandmother, the blood of Jesus. In your heart, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So walk in victory. Hallelujah. The devil has no power. He's defeated. And two or more. Two or more touching and agreeing. My God. Every demon has to flee. Every demon has to flee. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we thank you for healing for dad and mom. We thank you, Lord, for healing for her dad and mom. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you for provision, God. We thank you for monies being released, God. We thank you for every need met, God. In Jesus' name we pray. God's meeting every need. He's meeting every need. Hallelujah. Let not your heart be troubled, God. Go in the peace of the Lord. Continue to trust me. Hallelujah. I am God, and I am not a man that I should lie. Everything that I have spoken, it shall come to pass. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you, daughter. We believe it's going to be suddenly an immediate turnaround. As we read tonight, it's going to be a suddenly and an immediately. And God's going to change it in the blinking of an eye, twinkling of an eye. And we're looking back for that praise report from you that your parents are well.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, pastors.
Amen. God bless you, daughter. We love you. God bless you.
Thank you.
Amen. God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to take another call. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Area code 770. Area code 770.
The splendor of a king clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, let all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, and trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will sing, how great, how great is our God.
Yes, yes, yes,
a stage to which he stands, and time is in his hands, beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, the lion and the lamb, the lion and the lamb. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will sing, how great, how great is our God. Name above all names, worthy of all praise, my heart will sing, how great is our God. Name above all names, worthy of all praise, My heart will sing all day. Is a God. Great is a God. Sing with me how great is a God. And all will sing how great, how great is a God. How great is our God. Sing with me how great is our God. And I will sing how great is our God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. How great is our God. I'm here laying in bed, and I'm so much in pain, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. I've had a terrible this week, and last week was really bad with my back. But while I was driving home today, I said to myself, you know, thank you, Jesus, because even though I have pain, he's waking me up every morning, and I'm able to go to work, or some people can't even go to work. And even though my legs hurt when I walk, but I'm walking with his help, and I thank God so much that he knows what I need, and he knows when I need it, and he knows how to take care of it. And so I give thanks to God and all the praise to my God, because without him, we're nothing. Without him, I'm nothing. So I give thanks to God that I'm able to drive to work, and I'm able to work even though I'm in pain. And I would just like prayers for my pain, Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Anthony. Yesterday I did a little bit crying because the pain was so unbearable. And I asked God, it's his will, just please direct my step and do whatever it is that he needs to do, because I know that at the end he will give me my victory. And I just have to sit and wait and be patient, because I know that he's got me and he's going to handle all my problems. So I leave my problems in his hands. And thank you, everybody, for allowing me to sing on the prayer line. So all I want is prayer for my just so I can feel a little better, because I'm not really feeling well tonight. But thank you, Jesus, for everyone on this prayer line. God bless everyone.
Amen.
Amen. And we're gonna do just that. We're gonna pray. I know God won't put on you more than what you can bear, and we believe for your total healing of your entire body, that God is going to remove that pain. We believe by faith that God is going to do it in the name of Jesus.
In the name
of Jesus. Father, thank you. Hallelujah for Sister Maria tonight in the name of Jesus. We pray right now, God, for your mighty hand, your miraculous hand, your healing hand to touch that body right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we have not because we ask not. And right now, Lord, she's been asking you, and she's been coming before you as humbly as she possibly can, asking you to remove the pain, to remove the discomfort, to remove, in the name of Jesus, this infirmity. And we are just pitching, and we are agreeing with her tonight, because you said, Lord, when we touch and agree in your name, we shall have what we ask of you. So according to your word, we humbly ask you right now to heal her body, to do a work, Lord, on the nerves and the muscles, every organ, every ligament, every part, every bodily part, God, functioning and operating according to how you designed it to operate. In the name of
Jesus.
Lord, I thank you right now that you, Lord, would allow her to feel better. That you, Lord, would allow her in the name of Jesus come out of this, Lord, in the name of Jesus, with your mighty hand. We plead the blood over her life. And we say, Lord, the blood will never lose its power. You're still a healer. You're Jehovah, Lord. In the name of Jesus,
You are Jehovah God, and you are a healing God. And right now, we speak, we decree, and we call for healing.
Glory,
in Jesus' name. Our words have power, and we believe by faith right now that you've already done it. So Lord, we thank you for the manifestation.
Thank you, Lord.
We praise you for the manifestation of healing.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
We know it's already a reality.
Yes, Lord, thank you.
So Lord, give her the strength.
Give
her the ability to endure this. Give her the power.
Yes,
to
Lord,
overpower this thing in Jesus' mighty
name. Jesus'
name. So Lord,
thank
she belongs
you,
to you. She still got a song in her spirit.
Yes.
She's still singing praises to you, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And I know you inhabit her praises.
Yes, God.
Thank
you.
So Lord, touch her right now.
Hallelujah. Touch, God.
Deliver
her. Deliver, Lord. Yes, God.
Deliver her, God.
Deliver, God. Touch.
Yes,
and let her free.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You,
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. We believe God's taking that pain away. God told me today, it's amazing because he dropped you in my spirit today.
Oh,
and he told me that he's giving you another release. God's going to give you another release. Amen. So this pain did not come to stay. Don't get comfortable because it's not coming to stay. God is taking this pain away. He's releasing you from this pain. So we just thank you, God, for another supernatural release. We thank you, as Pastor Amy has prayed, for a supernatural release.
From this pain, that this pain is leaving,
we declare it gone in the name of
Jesus.
And we thank you, God, for divine manifestation in
Jesus'
name, by his stripes, by his stripes, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, she is already healed. Maria is already healed by the stripes of Christ in
Jesus'
mighty name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So we just thank God, hallelujah, that he's taking that pain away. And we do believe that by this time tomorrow, you will be, I believe, I'm not saying God showed it, told me, but I'm believing that by this time tomorrow, you will be pain-free. Amen.
Thank
hallelujah. Amen. So
amen.
We'll look forward to that praise report, knowing that God
Jesus,
is able.
Thank you. Thank you.
So,
Jesus.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless
you. God bless
we love you.
God bless
amen.
Everyone on this prayer line.
Amen.
Amen.
We love you. Always bless us.
Praise.
God bless you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I believe God is moving that pain. We're going to take every caller. Every caller. Amen. We will take every caller. Area code 404. God bless you.
We're trying to reach now area code 404. You're on the air. Is that a prayer request? 404. That's your area code number. We're going to come back to that area code in the name of Jesus. We're going to come back to that. We're going to take another caller from the area code of 915. God bless you tonight. 915.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, pastors. I wanted to come on because, just to encourage in reference to that. Oh, boy. Okay, praise the Lord. It's my praise report. It's a testimony of what
God
happened when
you,
I was on. God bless you, pastors, and those who are on this prayer line. I wanted to come on and encourage. When you were talking about the rent being paid and the keys and all of that, so I came on early tonight to just encourage the callers and share my praise report, because when we were on the call, I think it was last week, if not the week before, when we were on that call, and I was believing for the job, and yeah, it was last week, and the job and everything to come through, and to just come through in God's timing and where I was standing, and you all prayed with me. When I got off the call, I received a money order laid on my table in front of me. And this was like less than 5 minutes after I got off the call. A money order was laid in front of me on the table to cover my full month's rent.
My God.
I wanted to just tag on the prayer that you were praying and encourage callers. God's moving, and we just need to take it and receive it. Because this is what he wanted to do all along. This is what he's always wanted to do. This is his heart. It's the heart of a father. And he's wanting us to connect with his heart and how he does things. And he's bringing us up to that next level. He's bringing us up into that supernatural level. It's not new for him, but it's new for us. It's a new place for us. And he's been trying to pull us up in that for however long he's been trying. I mean, to say decades is like a breath to him. He's always wanted us to be in this, and he's doing it more and more, and I believe we're seeing it more and more as we continue to get to stand together and to be one and take hold of it together in one. We do stand together, and where two of us shall agree is touching anything on earth, and where two or more are gathered together in his name. This is his word. His word doesn't change.
Yeah.
He doesn't change. He's the same today, yesterday, today, and forever. And it's a matter of our change coming in. So I just wanted to, you know, bring a word of encouragement. He's doing it. It's nothing to him. So it's about us just taking hold and taking what he's already given, our healing, our financial blessing, our families, our places, everything, just as we continue to be encouraged. And all of the doubt and unbelief and sickness and disease and all of these things that are coming, they just come to pass. They're nothing. They are nothing. If we see it through the eyes of faith and see it as he sees it, he laughs. Our Father is in heaven laughing to see the enemy, to put the enemy in derision. That's what the word says. That's King James Version. He's laughing at our enemy because he knows our end. He knows where he wants us. And as we take hold of it, he sees us there already. While we're still working out all the different things that we work out because we're in this physical body and we're in this earth realm, he's already worked it out and he sees it. And for us to just be encouraged and continue to encourage one another, and what did he say? Provoke one another unto love.
Yeah.
Just continue to move forward in that and just let everything, just shake everything else off. Shake everything else off. I was reminded of that donkey in the hole, and they kept putting the dirt in the hole, and the donkey just shook it off, and he stepped up, shook it off and stepped up.
Yeah.
And we just have to keep on doing it. Keep on encouraging one another. Keep on stepping up. The dirt comes, shake it off. It's dross. The water, a glass with dirt in it. Sit it up under that water, let the water go in it, and it just brings the dross up to the top until there's no more stuff in that glass. It's just plain water. That hot water pours in that glass, and it just dissolves all the other stuff away. It's nothing to our God. Our God is so great and so awesome.
Yes.
And the Spirit of God dwells in us. That's his very Spirit dwells in us. It's nothing to him. So it was just supposed to be a minute encouragement, but I just wanted to bring that encouragement.
Yes.
I'm just so excited about things that are happening. And I did want to thank Sister Maria. The last one of the other times that she sang a song on the prayer line, and that song just resonated in my spirit for weeks. And now that she's sang the new one, I can't remember the other one at the moment. But that song, the Spirit of the Lord just had that song the first thing in the morning or the last thing at night or during the day. That song would just keep coming up, and I was just singing it. And it was just encouraging me. It was the right song. It was the perfect song and just right for what I needed during those weeks. And so thank you, Sister Maria. Just keep singing those songs, encouraging, because that's one of the things that you do in the body. That's one of the things that you're doing for us as we're encouraged by those songs. So thank you. And I just praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
to God for glory. Hallelujah. We thank God for those encouraging words. And everyone heard you tonight. And the Bible says the just shall live by faith.
By faith.
And as you said, you got a provision met.
Yeah.
And he is Jehovah Jireh, our provider.
Jesus.
The word says we know what we need before we ask of him. And how much more does he care about us than he care about the fowls of the air or the lilies in the field? And it goes on to say, why worry about tomorrow?
Yeah.
So we thank God for your testimony and your
glory.
As you said, whether we need our rent paid, whether we need the pain to be removed, whatever the circumstance is, God is already aware and alert, and as you said, it's just for a season, it's just for a time, but it will relapse. It will come to an end.
My God.
So you encourage us as your pastors, you encourage Maria. She heard that.
Yeah.
And you said right after the prayer last week, you got a money order.
For her full rent.
Her full rent.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Overflow.
Right
my
after, I got off the call, and a knock was at my door.
Jesus.
That's the God we serve.
My God. What a mighty God we serve. How great. That's
mighty
what
God.
Sister Maria is saying. How great is our God. How great
Amen.
Is our
Amen.
God. And that's what, as he said, she's still here with us. Even as Sister Maria, you're laying there worshiping God. God is fighting your battles. God has angels camped around you. He's already there ministering to your body. Even as you're laying there, and you raised up a song of praise, laying there in pain, and God said, I got you. And that's what you came to remind us too, Sister Rita, that God, he's there. It's supernatural.
Yes.
It's a drop in the bucket. All we have to do is just believe and receive, and God is doing that thing. So, wow, what a powerful
put a smile on our father's face.
you were concerned about starting the job early, but God said, how about this? I'll just go ahead and pay your rent.
That's the God we serve. And as you said, we believe more keys are coming your way.
Amen.
So whatever you need from God. We believe in God for cars,
thank
apartment, houses, whatever you're believing God for.
Amen.
Come on.
I got it. My God, I saw that car. You said car, I saw you driving it.
There you go.
I saw you driving the wheel with the baby
seat,
with the car seat, with the grandkids in the back. Oh, yes.
She got that license for good reason. And we're going to pray because, as you said, God want to get us all to a place of faith.
Yes.
And let us pray for that. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we all have a measure of faith. You knew us before we were in our mother's womb. But God, in the name of Jesus, even as this woman of God has told us tonight, that you're challenging us, Lord, to believe you and trust in you. Hallelujah. God, we want to increase our faith. We want to increase our trust in you. We want our belief, God. Hallelujah. To be, Lord. So, Lord, I thank you that according to Sister Rita's faith, you said, dear unto her, and she is believing you, God, that you will provide. She is believing you, God, that you will give it a career choice. She is believing you, God, that you, Lord, will continue to make ways for her. To everybody on this call, Lord, right now, you know where they are in their faith walk. You know where they are in their, Lord, belief. So, Lord, we pray for every intercessor, for every prayer warrior, for every person under the sound of our voice. The devil comes to steal and kill and to destroy. But Jesus, you came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So, Lord, we need our faith to be stirred up. We need, Lord, for you to remove doubt and remove unbelief and remove that spirit of fear.
Glory.
We thank you right now.
We thank you. You have success in mind for us. You have abundance in mind for us. Sickness is not your will for our lives.
That's
us to be in pain, that is not the will of God for our lives. So we thank you, Lord. Heal everybody on this prayer line that needs healing. Everybody else that needs rent and mortgage and car notes paid and bills paid. As we heard from Sister Rita, you're going to respect her person. If you did it for her, you can do it for us.
Yes.
You can do it for anybody on this prayer line.
Thank you.
So, Lord, thank you for encouraging us tonight.
What a
powerful testimony of your goodness that
you
paid her rent.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we thank you for it.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Glory, glory, glory.
Well, I believe that you encouraged a lot of people with your praise report. Because somebody can identify with what you just said about God just putting the money on us.
He can take money out the mouth of a fish.
He can do it.
He can pay.
Let me do it. Yes. So, well, we thank God for you, Sister Rita.
She's about to pop.
We might have to fly you back to Germany and let you miss or something. She's about to, she's overwhelmed.
It's the bubbling. It's beginning. Y'all have spoken that over me so much. And it's like, God, I got it. The bubbling. I got it.
My God. Well, we thank God for the bubbling. And we thank God for you coming tonight to share and endure and encourage all of us on tonight.
Yes.
Testimony is good, especially with the attack comes, but there's always a word from the Lord to encourage the
Amen.
Saints. And we thank God for
Amen.
You coming and speaking that word on tonight. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Praise
Amen.
You, Lord.
And
bless you all.
We're looking forward to more praise reports.
Yes.
God be the glory.
Amen. We love you. God bless
be the
you.
Glory. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Amen.
We're going to take some more callers. What a wonderful testimony.
Yes.
God
yes.
is a provider.
Yes.
Take that next caller. And just be patient with us. We're going to get to every caller tonight. This is area code 111. We thank God for you tonight. 111. Amen. You're on the air.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we can hear you. Yes, we can.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm kind of proud of my phone, but amen. I'm just enjoying the testimony. I have a praise report. Amen. Amen. When I think of the goodness of Jesus, hallelujah, and all that he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Amen.
Yes.
I thank God for saving me. Amen. I just thank God. I can use my name again, y'all. Amen. God had cleaned up my finances. Amen. God, a couple of weeks ago. Amen. For the past couple of years and whatnot, I was not able to use my own name because of my financial indiscretions, spending and stuff like that. I had to give stuff in my daughter's name. Even when it comes to cable, I had to get that in my son's name. Different situations I had to get, in different people's name, co-signing. But praise the Lord, amen to God. I thank you, praise God, amen to God. God removed that, got me out of that, and he gave me my temperance back. Amen. Now I can control my spending, you don't know how it is to be able to use your own name. You know, I don't know how to act now because now when I fill out situations, I get approved for it, and I don't know how to act. I like, because before, it would be like, you would get a letter, and they would say, like, well, we got to turn you down. If you want to know why, they'll send you something in the mail. And I was always getting turned down for different things and stuff like that. But amen to God, I thank and praise God, God has broke back that demon that was that principality that was assigned over my finance has been defeated, amen to God. And I just thank and praise God for that, and I'm just excited, amen to God, because I'm just like applying for stuff now. And I said, Lord, give me discernment that I don't get too happy. Hallelujah. You know, when God is blessing now, people are saying yes now, Holy Ghost. Amen. Yeah. Amen. And I was so used to saying no and whatnot. So even if I'm praying my scripture to the Lord and praying that God will continue to use my temperance and whatnot, that I don't get back in those situations because, you know, brother kind of happy right about now. I'm trying to told you. But amen, amen. I'm just, you know, I'm going to control it this time because now I can use my own name. And, you know, I got stuff out of my kids' name. I got stuff out of my friend's name. And I'm using my own name now, y'all. So, and he's just going to praise God and, you know, I pray my scripture to the Lord. God bless.
Amen.
Amen. We got to pray for you. And that was just a wonderful testimony of the grace and goodness of God.
My God.
He is a God of a second chance. And many of us needed more chances than two. Thank God. Even as you gave that testimony, the Bible says God has given us the ability to get wealth. And he wants us to be debt free. He wants us to own homes and assets. He wants us to leave a heritage
for
our children's children.
Yes.
So God has you on your way. He has now given you the discipline that you need to create that wealth for your children and your grandchildren. So let us pray.
Yes,
Father, I thank you for your brother. I thank you for our brother in Christ.
Thank you,
in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
He is your
hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, hallelujah. You said, I behold, I do a new thing. And you have done a wonderful thing in his life in the area of money and finances and his credit rating. In the name of Jesus. God, you are a wonderful God. You said, hallelujah, the cattle on the hill and a thousand years ago, the silver and the gold is yours. So, Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus that you continue to open doors for him. You continue to give him wisdom and godly insight on how to create wealth. You continue to give him increase and promotions and bonuses and raises, Lord, on the job. You continue, Lord, to give him, Father God, the ideas of investments. And Father God, hallelujah, show you, Lord, that he can be faithful with money. So, Lord, hallelujah, as he sowed, as he tithed, as he helps the kingdom, Lord, with his wealth, we know, Lord, to whom much is given, much is required. So I thank you for our brother's testimony. Lord, he's taking his time around seriously in the name of Jesus. So his children are watching, and many are watching his life, knowing, Lord, that he has turned his life around financially. So continue, Lord, to do a work in his life, not just monetarily, but supernaturally, spiritually raise him up, emotionally, mentally, physically, Lord. Let him be well in his body, Lord, to endure. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we speak wealth. We speak wholeness. We speak, in the name of Jesus, prosperity over his life in every area of life. In the name of Jesus. For the word declares that you, above all things, want us to prosper and to be in good health, even as our souls prosper. So I thank you, Lord, for the wonderful testimony that you've given him. And he declared out of his mouth, God, that he wants to do better. He wants to do better this time around. And we agree with him that he will, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And even as you were, before Pastor Anthony began to pray for you, the Lord showed me that he has you in a new season. This is behold, thing, can you not perceive it? All things really have passed away, says the Lord. So you don't have to be concerned about going back to old behaviors because God says things have passed away. He has you in a season of restoration and renewal. God has restored some things unto you. And even I see overflow in your life. This is not just about your finances, but this is about your integrity. Amen. This is about your integrity. God says he has restored you, and because you have refused to compromise your integrity in this area any further, this thing has overflowed into every single area of your life. So there are the rivers of Ezekiel. The rivers of Ezekiel are flowing out over your life, my brother. And there is healing and restoration and renewal taking place. Not not only in your finances, but in your family, with your children, with your relationships,
yes,
with people that you love in your family. Things are being restored. There's restoration all around you. I see you in the forest, and everything is green. Where everything was dried up before, now everything is bringing forth and budding and blossoming, and everything is green.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
And this is the season
thank
where the birds
you.
Are singing,
hallelujah.
Birds are chirping.
Hallelujah.
And provision is being restored.
Hallelujah.
And favor is being restored. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and you have been restored. And your voice has been restored. Your voice, your
wonderful.
Name has been restored, says the Lord. Hallelujah. And yes, I shall make your name great. And when there was a mockery and people talking about you and pink fingers being pointed, God says, I have restored you. And I have restored your name, says the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So we thank you for the season of restoration. We thank you for the season of renewal. We thank you for the season of healing, oh God. And we thank you for the season of breakthrough, God. In the name of Jesus, our breakthrough things, so the chains are shattered. The chains that have hindered you have been shattered, and they can no longer hold you. In Jesus'
mighty
name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
That's
right. That's right. Hallelujah.
Call us back with more praise reports, that prophetic word that more than just your money and finances, God is restoring every part of your life. And we're looking forward to more praise reports. Amen.
Amen, Holy Ghost. I receive it. I receive it. Hallelujah.
Amen. To God be the glory. Call us again in Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless you.
God
amen.
Bless.
God.
God bless you.
That, walk in the newness. Walk in the newness.
That was so encouraging. He's a God of a second chance.
Yes, yes.
I always say that. I've had so many chances.
Yes.
And I thank God that he's a God of a second chance. Let's take, I don't know if this is our final caller, but we're taking another caller. We just want to keep it going. Again, if you press 1, we'll put you on the air. But right now, we have area code 813. God bless you tonight.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Anthony. This is Miriam. I am thank you. I am just so thankful because Carmen and I were talking today, and we were just looking forward for prayer line. I mean, this is just so amazing how God continues to draw us near to him in spite of ourselves. But now we have a closeness. We have really developed a relationship with him. And I want to thank the Lord and everybody on this prayer line for all the encouraging words. And I want to also, you know, send, was it Rita that was there before? Was it Rita? Okay.
Yeah.
Last week, she said, Brianna will not die. Brianna will live. Is she the one that said that?
Yeah, I think. Yes, she said
last week. She said it.
Yes, she did.
I held on to that, pastors. I just ran with it, and I just praised the Lord. And we are all still praying. Brianna actually opened her eyes when my cousin went to see her, and she opened her eyes. She smiled, and she closed them back up. But she didn't do it just once, okay? She did it several times. So we are praising God. She is not out of the woods.
Hallelujah.
God's hand is on her. So we're praising God for that. I want to thank everybody on prayer line for praying for her. And I want to
say, Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. For Maria, I want to send, you know, a special prayer for her back. I know my sister suffers so much with back pain, and we've been praying, and I'm glad she's always praising. We cannot give up the praise because we cannot let sin take away our joy in our lives. And I know I have been down at times for a lot of things, but you know what? My eyes are on Jesus. I continue to trust in him. And no matter how that boat is rocking, Jesus is in the boat with me, and he is going to do all kinds of miracles. So praise the Lord. I'm just happy for pastors, for you. I thank God for you. May the Lord keep you safe and keep you continue to be strong. And may many blessings come to you, to your families. In the name of Jesus, I just want to say thank you all for Minister Jamal, all everybody on this prayer line. This is on Tuesday nights. This is just the topping on the cake. This is the whipped cream, okay? This is more than that. It's just wonderful, and I praise the Lord for that.
Yes.
We thank God.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I praise God for Brianna.
Amen.
We're
praising God for Brianna tonight.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
That's a wonderful, positive sign that God
is
at work.
God is at work.
Her eyes opened and closed more than once. And that is just a wonderful sign that God is at work in that young lady's life. And we thank God. As you said it, Sister Mary, the hand of the Lord is on that young life.
Yes, God.
So
yes,
we know
Amen.
That God's hand is on her
life. Yes, yes.
And thank God he's keeping you guys, the family, keeping y'all encouraged. And we're still believing God for a total restoration,
total
miracle.
Amen.
Yes,
praise
the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank God there's an excitement about prayer, Pastor.
Yes. Oh,
we
my
thank God.
God is pleased.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Because prayer is very important, and we're going to pray right now.
Yes.
Father, as you continue to work on Brianna's life, we thank you for her parents. We thank you for all families and relatives, all members of her, Father God, who are praying for her, who are there in the gap and interceding for that young lady in the name of
Jesus.
We see, Lord, through the prophetic word, she shall live and not die. We thank you, Lord, that the words are being manifested and coming to pass in the name of Jesus. So continue to encourage Miriam. Continue to encourage her mom and dad, Lord, her siblings in the name of Jesus, and continue to work on Brianna's body. Continue, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. To heal her. She was glory to God. She was touched by you and you alone. Jesus, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace has been upon you, and by your stripes we declare Brianna is healed in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we thank you for the miracle. We thank you for total restoration. We thank you that you're the God of the turnaround. We thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, that every sickness, every disease, even when the doctors don't know, you are the great physician. You are the great doctor. You are the great I am. And aside you, there is no other. So, Lord, we are praying to you, God, and we are believing by faith that she, Lord, will have a total recovery.
Yes, God.
She
Amen.
Will be totally
Praise
restored
Lord.
In the
Lord.
Name
Lord.
Of
Lord.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
So, Lord, we thank you.
Hallelujah.
And we praise you for her eyes
Hallelujah.
Being open.
Total restoration.
We praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord as she smiled to tell the family
yes,
that
thank
all
you.
Is well.
Yes, God.
That
thank
is a sign.
Jesus. Thank
that
you.
Is a wonder.
Thank, yes,
that
God.
Is a miracle.
Yes, God.
And you
yes.
said signs, wonders, and miracles will
yes.
follow us
Hallelujah.
If we believe you.
Thank
you, Jesus.
So, Lord, we're praying for her, and we're praying yes. for the family. That, Lord, you
yes.
would give them a miracle. A
miracle, God.
You would give Brianna
yes.
a miracle.
God. Yes, God. Thank
and
you.
Let this young lady live.
Hallelujah. We praise
we
you.
We believe it by
yes.
faith.
We declare life,
thank
God.
And we speak
we
life.
We declare life, God.
We decree
Hallelujah.
Life.
In the name
yes.
of Jesus.
And we believe.
Yes.
We believe with this family.
Yes.
Yes.
In Jesus'
thank
name.
You.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
yes.
Jesus.
Well, we look
yes.
for more signs.
Yes.
We look for more praise
yes.
reports as y'all monitor her progress in the hospital. We believe that God
yes.
is at work. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
I know, sounds, you know, sometimes when you see stuff, it sounds so crazy, but I saw her laughing. I see Brianna laughing. Amen. And
oh,
she's happy. And God, like you said, the hand of the Lord is on her, and God is with her. Amen. Even
yes.
now,
So the peace of the Lord is with her, and she's, I see her laughing. I see her sitting up and laughing. Amen. So I'm going to hold on to that. I believe that God is moving.
Amen.
We all believe that God is moving. He's shown us one sign, and God, we're asking for another sign. We're asking for her to be able to sit up. And we're calling Brianna up. Brianna, get up. Talitha Kume, get up out of that bed of affliction, little girl.
Yes.
Get up, young girl. Get up. Get up, Brianna. Get up out of that bed. Get up, be healed. Get up and laugh. Get up and talk. Get up and walk, Brianna. We speak to your spirit right now.
Amen.
We call you out of that bed of sickness, and we call you into healing right now. And Jesus' mighty name, in the spirit realm, Brianna, we're talking to you in the spirit realm. We know you can hear us in the spirit realm. And we speak to you as Jesus spoke to Jairus, his daughter, and we say, Talitha Kumi, which means little girl, get up. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, we believe in God for miracles and breakthrough. We believe that this prayer line is a prayer line of miraculous breakthrough.
Yes.
To God be the glory. He's done so many miracles here. And we believe that he's still in the miracle working business. Amen. Amen.
Rebecca, one more thing. This has really made the family, you know, I don't know what the condition was spiritually, but this is something, this is God's, I see a purpose for this, and I don't know, I don't know God's mind, but I'm seeing how everyone is drawing closer to the Lord. So this is just amazing, okay?
Wow.
This is just,
God be the glory. God knows. God knows what he's doing. He has a marvelous plan, and our lives are his, and he uses our lives for his purpose and his glory, and he is bringing you to Brianna's life to bring her family closer to him, and it's beautiful. Wow. Wow, that is such a beautiful testimony right there. And thanks so much for sharing that with us. May the Lord keep you and continue to strengthen you and keep you filled to the utmost with his spirit in the spirit realm, because we know God is doing a marvelous work in your life as well. I can hear your strength.
Yes.
Here's the love, the power. Right now we pray for Sister Carmen. We lift up Sister Carmen right now because she has been instrumental to bring so many people to this prayer line. And, Lord, we thank you for this ambassador of prayer. She very rarely comes on, but, God, she's here every week. And we pray for Sister Carmen right now. We thank you, Lord, for introducing Miriam and Maria and Jamal and so many others to this prayer line, God. And, Lord, we pray a special blessing for her house, God, that you would touch her whole home, her husband, her children, her grandchildren, God. Touch Sister Carmen, strengthen her, God. Continue to lift her up. Continue to, Father God, grow her up in the things of the Lord. Lord, we thank you for the marvelous work that you are doing in her life. And we pray a special blessing over Sister Carmen and over her family and over her household on tonight. Bless them and bless them indeed. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Sister Pastor, listen, Aaron wants to tell you something.
I'm not failing anymore. Like, I was failing half of my classes, well, most of them, and now I'm not failing. I mean, they're not the best group, but I'm not failing anymore.
That's his praise report.
That is a praise report.
Oh, wow.
Get up, young man.
Wow. What a powerful praise report. And, you know, not only that, but I just, you know, it's amazing, but I see you going higher and higher and higher, you know, and I see you doing great things. So, because God has really
He's giving your mind. Your mind is just being illuminated and being expanded. And God has such great things in store for you. You haven't seen anything yet. This is just the beginning of what God is getting ready to do in your life. Greatness is on the inside of you. So thank you so much. And, Lord, we just thank you for this young man. We thank you for his life, God. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for the greatness that you have put on the inside of him. And thank you, Lord, for this praise report. And we just praise you in advance for what you're going to do. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Wow.
Thank you.
I am proud. Pastor Anthony and I are so proud of you.
Thank you.
Amen. You're welcome. Keep up the good work, and more good grades are coming. We thank God for our young people doing their best, and God will do the rest.
God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Be encouraged.
Amen.
That's a wonderful testimony
for
that young man.
Wow.
He said he was failing, but now he's passing.
Yes.
Now he's passing. And that's the hand of the Lord on our young people. Their future is bright.
Yes.
And we continue to pray for our children and our grandchildren.
Yes.
Amen. To God be the glory. Well, I believe that was our last caller, the hand of the Lord, and God moved mightily on this Tuesday night.
Yes.
Although we go down from this prayer line, continue to pray to your God. Continue to pray for us over in Hillside, New Jersey. That's where our local church is located, 1882 Maple Avenue. We have our midweek service on Wednesday night, tomorrow night. So continue to send your prayers this way. Those of you who are not in the state of New Jersey, we need your prayers. Amen.
Amen. And Father God, right now we pray for New Creation Christian Ministries, God. We pray for this upcoming Sunday, Lord, that you would send in the souls, send in, Father God, the saints, Father God, save souls, change lives, set the captives free, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for breaking every stronghold off of that church so that we can do what you have called us to do in the earth realm. And, Lord, we pray for Mother Mae Thomas. We thank you for her testimony. For those of you who don't know Mother Mae Thomas, my mother had a surgery in her eyes about three weeks ago. She had surgery on one of her eyes, on her right eye, and her testimony is that she can see better now than she's ever been able to see. So she could see better now. She can't even use the glasses that she had. So she had to get rid of those glasses, and she's going to have a surgery on the 15th on the other eye. So continue to keep my mother in prayer as she goes through her procedure. Amen. So we thank you for Mother Mae Thomas. Thank you for her victory. Thank you for her breakthrough, Lord. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God bless you all. For those of you who can come see us this Sunday, 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey, at 12:30. God bless you. Go in peace. And remember, it's not over until God says it's over.
I'm fine.
Go in peace and serve our God. He's an awesome God. He is the only God.
You might be right.
Amen. God bless you. Amen.
Maybe we can find the answer. Ms. Clark, I have a Bible. Trust me.
I know the odds look sad against you, and it seems there's no way out. I know the that there's no reason to shout, but the impossible is God's chance to work a miracle, a miracle. until God says it's done. No, 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 it ain't over until God says it's over. Keep fighting until your victory is won. Wave.